BBC News with David Austin. A long-term ceasefire has come into effect in Gaza after 50 days of conflict in which more than 2,000 people were killed, the vast majority of them Palestinians. Israel and the Palestinians reached agreement in talks mediated by Egypt. The deal was greeted with celebratory gunfire on the streets of Gaza. Precise details of the deal remain unclear, as Jeremy Bowen explains.
There are some lifting of restrictions of what can be brought into Gaza, supposedly. There will be more negotiations coming up, brokered by the Egyptians in Egypt in the course of the next month or so. But it's not clear exactly what the terms and conditions are. And the thing, which has always happened in the past, is that those terms and conditions of ceasefires are open to a lot of interpretation, and both sides often have very different views about how it actually should work.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the Gaza ceasefire, but said any violations would be utterly irresponsible. He added that peace efforts must get to the root causes of the conflict. The Russian and Ukrainian presidents have been holding their first direct talks to discuss the conflict in eastern Ukraine at a summit in the Belarusian capital. Earlier, President Putin of Russia and his Ukrainian counterpart, Petro Poroshenko, took part in multilateral discussions, which included the European Union foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton. After the meeting, Ms. Ashton said the atmosphere had been cordial and positive, but the conflict had to end.
We're very concerned about what's happening to ordinary people. And one of the points that I made this afternoon is that we're in the summer now, but the winter is coming. And there are places that don't have any power, places that don't have the capacity to provide heating. And there are people who are displaced. And this is an area that we need to focus on now because time moves forward.
Russian media say the authorities there are trying to suppress news of the funerals of Russian servicemen believed to have been killed in Ukraine. Russian journalists investigating the story have been attacked at a cemetery in the Pskov region where a number of elite soldiers were buried. One of the journalists told the BBC they had to flee. A report into child abuse in the northern English town of Rotherham has concluded that 1,400 children were sexually exploited over a 16-year period. The report's author, Alexis Jay, said the figures were shockingly high.
They were raped by multiple perpetrators. They were trafficked to other towns and cities in the north of England. They were abducted, beaten and intimidated. There were examples of children being doused with petrol and threatened with being set alight. They were threatened with guns, made to witness brutally violent rapes, and threatened they would be the next if they told anyone.
World News from the BBC. The French President François Hollande has announced details of the new government he hopes will breathe fresh life into his policies to restore economic prosperity. Reporting from Paris, Gavin Hewitt.
President Hollande had indicated he wanted a government of clarity. Much of his inner core stays the same. Laurent Fabius remains as foreign minister. Michel Sapin stays in charge of finance. The new face is Emmanuel Macron. He takes over the sensitive portfolio of the economy. He used to be an economic advisor to the president and is regarded as pro-business. Missing were the ministers who had been most critical of austerity and of reducing budget deficits.
More than 130 senior British business leaders have come out publicly against independence for Scotland. They've signed a letter to be published in a Scottish newspaper on Wednesday, highlighting four main areas of concern about the impact of separation. Scotland's independence referendum will be held next month. Here's our business editor, Kamal Ahmed.
133 chairmen, chief executives and senior business figures have said that with the Scottish economy growing, now is not the time for independence. They highlight four key areas of concern: currency risk, how a newly independent Scotland would forge a relationship with the European Union, how tax and regulation would change, and the impact on exports. Supporters of independence said that Scotland would do far better as an independent nation, as businesses would have greater freedom and the economy would be stronger.
Kamal Ahmed reporting. A powerful explosion at a shop in Argentina has killed at least two people and injured many others. The blast was at a store that sold gas cylinders in Villa del Pino near Buenos Aires. It caused a large fire and destroyed a nearby supermarket and garage. The emergency services say people could be trapped under the rubble. The cause of the explosion is unknown. BBC News.